Prep Masters, the masters of educating trainers worldwide throughout the industry, is proud to present The Art of Effective Instruction. Preparing masters in the art of instruction. Prep Masters. Visit us at PrepMasters.com for workshops and all of your instructional needs. Now, here's Prep Masters instructional expert, master trainer, and your host, Ms. Suki Reed.
The mission of Prep Masters and these podcasts is to create effective instructors. Are you an effective instructor? Does your expertise translate into student learning? The Art of Effective Instruction produces great instructors. A great instructor is someone who can turn their expertise into learning that makes a difference in their students' lives. Even if your subject matter seems dull and dry, when you understand the psychology of learning, you will create an interactive classroom that gets your class interested and keeps them involved. The problem is, most of us haven't learned how people learn, and we've rarely experienced a truly interactive classroom ourselves. When you know how to create a truly engaging classroom, you'll feel confident and at ease. Students will learn more, your workload will lighten, and you and your students will have a successful classroom experience. I'm Suki Reed, and I'm going to show you how to have a successful classroom experience. I'd like to welcome you to this first episode of The Art of Effective Instruction, presented by PrepMasters.com. Briefly, my own background includes involvement in adult education for almost 20 years. The various fields in which I have been an educator include English as a second language, special education, math, and technical training such as MCSE, CCNA, and Network Plus. Currently, I'm the lead trainer at Prep Masters and teach classes in the art of instruction. Our programs include the Be a Great Trainer workshop and certifications including the Train the Trainer and CTT Plus. The purpose of the Art of Instruction series is to cover special techniques that can be used to improve teaching, not just for adults, but for any learner. We're going to cover instruction from the perspective of the learner. That is, what are some of the best techniques, the best ways to deliver information to the student, to the learner, that would be most effective for him or for her? Our emphasis will be on the absorption, understanding, and the ability to recall information. That is the practical application of use of the information. We're going to give you some techniques that may be a little new and different for you. We will also discuss some of the current science concerning how the brain actually learns. We're going to be discussing exactly how a student learns and how you may develop your teaching styles, your teaching techniques, to meet the needs of the student and make yourself into a more effective teacher. I will present this information to you in modules of 5 episodes each. Each episode will discuss one technique or area of the learning experience and should run 5 to 10 minutes. At the end of each 5-episode module, we'll have a 6th episode dedicated to answering your questions. As we go along, remember to email me your questions so that we may include them in the 6th episode. We hope to post a new program every 2 weeks. Be sure and look for it here at PrepMasters.com, on iTunes, your favorite podcatcher or RSS feed. Look for our new shows on the 1st and the 15th of each month. Be sure to send your questions in so that we can address them on the 6th episode of the module. There'll be 5 shows in a module, the 6th show being questions and answers, and then we will start a new module on the 7th show. Be sure to email your questions into questions@prepmasters.com. Write this down. That is questions@prepmasters.com. Without further ado, let us get into part 1 of this 5-part series of podcasts on teaching to individual learning styles. Part 1 is all about catering to visual learners, Did you know that over 60% of your students are visual learners? You probably have visual learners in your class, and I'm going to help you reach them. First, I'd like to talk to you about what visual learners are, and then I'm going to give you some tips on teaching to them in a way that makes it very easy for them to learn. Just exactly what is a visual learner? Visual learners are students who learn best by seeing. In other words, if you're talking about a concept, a visual learner might not get it. They might not understand it until they read about the concept in print, or they can see the concept illustrated with a picture, a graph, or a demonstration. But the main idea here is that they need visual input of some sort, or they might not understand or remember what you've told them. Now remember, visual learners may or may not be able to understand concepts when you present them in a non-visual way. If you're teaching two visual learning students, the first student may be able to understand a lecture if you simply speak and don't do any illustrations or use any visual examples. That's because the student might be good at auditory learning. The other student, however, might not understand what you've talked about until you literally show them. To make sure that all the visual learners will get a fair chance at understanding your topic, you should cover it in a visual way. Of course, I'm not saying that the visual learning style is the only style you should teach to. Many of the students will certainly not be visual learners. For example, some will be auditory learners and others will be kinesthetic learners. It's just as important to teach them in their learning styles as it is to teach visual learners in the way that they learn best. How do you know if someone is a visual learner? Well, they're the ones who learn easily from reading silently. They usually like to take notes or make lists during a lecture, and they like to learn by watching videotapes, film strips, demonstrations, and things of this nature. Now, if any of this sounds familiar to you, it should. There is a 2/3 chance that you yourself are a visual learner. As we said earlier, over 60% of students are visual learners. That's a very good reason to make sure that you back up every single oral presentation or lecture you make with an equally informative visual lesson on the same topic. Here are some ways to do this. The easiest way is to have a printed outline or a printed copy of the full lesson available to the students. That way, they can read it as you go or read it later. Even better, if you print out your own, leave space in the margins for the students to take notes. You can also write down important points on the chalkboard or dry erase board, or use slides while you talk. PowerPoint slides can be your friend and are useful for visual learners, but we'll cover that in future episodes. You'll want to show examples or photos of what you're talking about. Show a film about it or do a demonstration of it if you can. Also, whenever they're available, pass out charts, diagrams, or graphs, or draw them on the board or the overhead projector. And finally, remember that visual learners understand instructions better when they see them written down. So have written instructions available for assignments and make to-do lists. You should still read them out loud so the auditory learners will understand what's going on too. By following these simple tips, you'll make classes easier and more fun for at least 2/3 of your students. The next time you look at your class, remember that many of them may be visual learners looking to you for visual stimulation. Come back in 2 weeks when we'll be discussing auditory learning styles.
PrepMasters has been proud to present The Art of Effective Instruction with Master Instructor Suki Reed. All of us at PrepMasters would like to thank you for joining us. We invite you to visit us for workshops, videos, articles, and more to enhance your training techniques. Preparing Masters in the Art of Instruction, PrepMasters. Visit us at PrepMasters.com.